SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little bit of wisdom and a whole lot of heart. Today, we're diving into something that feels more important than ever: learning to truly focus on the present moment. Ever feel like you're constantly living in the past or worrying about the future? Like your mind is a runaway train, jumping from thought to thought without ever really settling down. You know that feeling when, you miss the beautiful sunset because you are scrolling through social media, or completely zone out during a conversation because your brain is already planning dinner. Trust me, I get it. We're bombarded with information and distractions every single day, making it harder than ever to stay grounded in the now. But guess what? The present moment is where life truly happens. It's the only place we have real power, genuine connection, and the opportunity to experience joyfully. So, how do we train our minds to appreciate this precious gift? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can help you reclaim your focus and find peace in the here and now. First up, acknowledge your thoughts without judgment. Our minds are like busy little squirrels constantly chattering away. Don't try to silence them or fight their natural tendency to wander. Instead, simply observe those thoughts as they come and go. Think of it like watching clouds drift by, fascinating, but not necessarily something you need to engage with directly. Second, practice mindfulness in everyday activities. Make simple tasks like brushing your teeth, washing dishes, or even walking around the block into mindful moments. Pay attention to the sensations, the sounds, the smells. Really immerse yourself in the experience. You might be surprised how much richer your life feels when you bring this level of awareness to ordinary things. Third, embrace the power of your breath. Your breath is a powerful anchor to the present moment. When you feel your mind starting to race, take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of air entering and leaving your body. This simple act can instantly calm your nervous system and bring you back to center. Four, cultivate gratitude for what you have. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack or what we want, but shifting our focus to gratitude can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny morning. And finally, be kind to yourself. Learning to focus on the present takes time and practice. There will be days when your mind feels like a runaway train, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment whenever you notice it drifting. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the key. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having dinner with a friend. You both catching up, sharing stories, laughing together. But then, your phone buzzes with a notification. You glance at it, just a quick peek, and suddenly you find yourself lost in a world of social media. Before you know it, you've spent half the meal scrolling through posts, barely engaging with your friend. Sound familiar? This is what happens when we let our minds wander into the past or future. We miss out on the richness of the present moment, the genuine connection, the shared laughter, the taste of delicious food. By practicing mindfulness and staying focused on the conversation, you could be fully present and create a truly meaningful experience for both yourself and your friend. So remember, life isn't about rushing from one thing to the next or dwelling on what's already happened. It's about savoring each moment, appreciating the little things, and being fully engaged in the world around us. By cultivating the habit of present moment awareness, you unlock a deeper sense of peace, joy, and connection. Ready to take action? Start small today. Choose one activity like eating breakfast or taking a walk and commit to being fully present during that time. Notice the sights, sounds, smells, and sensations around you. Let your mind settle on the experience rather than wandering off into thought loops. Share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder to live in the moment. Leave a review if you found it helpful. And remember, you got this. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of daily stoicism. Until then, keep shining bright and living your best life, one present moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.